Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at
97.3. Ah, Green Day. Thanks for everything. You guys are the best.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever song we played yesterday morning, I was just like thinking about the drummer in that band. Like he's, oh, hold on. Let me get the thing going here. Hi, it's Sarah and Vinny. It's Sarah and Vinny, Val's morning show. I was thinking, yeah, Trey Cool.
Trey Cool.
I was like, most people don't drum, and I very badly drum, but I sometimes there's no drummer, so I'll sit down and I'll drum. I'll be the drummer. And it's exhausting. It's like it's actually really hard, and it's, you know, it's just a lot of work. You get very sweaty. And I think about a guy like that who is like the rapid fire just rat-a-tat of Green Day. And I mean any band, but Green Day. Oh, this is so good.
Drummers break down, though.
Oh, yes, they do, Vin. They.
What's his name? Phil Collins. Can't even stand.
Yeah.
I mean, he can stand, but not on stage. He's got to sit.
It's hard. And drummers who play, like my friend Mike is a drummer, and he plays hard. He doesn't know how to not play hard. That's what he does. He plays hard. It does not matter if he's been on tour for 6 months or 5 years. Hold on 1 second. He bleeds every time he plays the drums. Every time. He wraps his hands after and is bleeding. That's how hard that guy plays every single, like, what? Your hands aren't, like, how do you still have hands? Have you not worn your hands away? You're on tour and you bleed every single time.
He doesn't wear gloves?
No.
Why?
He doesn't wear shoes either. He barely wears any clothes.
Well, people do what they do, right?
They do. It's true.
I hear they're going on tour next year.
I don't have anything to confirm or deny on that. Basically, that guy's a walking NDA. Like, I'm not, I don't, and I wouldn't. I can't say anything about it. And I don't even know. And I don't know either. He won't even tell me.
He wouldn't peep about anything at a New Year's Eve party. He was alluding to things.
Well, he's talking about how he's like, can you tell you? I had to sign an NDA.
It's
a big thing. You're gonna freak out. It's a big thing. And I'm going, what are you doing to me? Like, you know.
Boy, him and his wife.
You know that I don't. That I am I'm a blabbermouth. That's all I do. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, something big coming from drummers soon.
No, I'm excited. I don't know anything that you, I wasn't at that party.
It's bigger than Ozzy.
I've talked to him a bunch of times. This is a drummer, a very famous drummer that Sarah happens to know.
His kids went to school with my kids. We know each other. He's the Faith No More guy.
Yeah. And I love that band. And I've talked to him at length at many times. And one of the nights we were talking, he was talking about how I've put my life into this. This is my thing.
Yeah.
And when it's on hiatus, I'm waiting
at home driving my wife crazy.
I'm waiting for it to not be on hiatus anymore. I want to go and do what I do. This is my thing.
Yeah. I think he gets in his own head when he can't outlet, you know?
Yeah. We all, well, don't we all?
I got my thing, and if I can't do that, well, what else am I going to do?
I've had multiple conversations with him about that, and it's neat. I can tell he loves it still. He's all in.
It's such a huge part of who he is. Like, he's just, you know, he's that guy. That's just, he is that.
I will say, though, the last time I saw him, he goes, hey, nice to meet you. And I went, okay. And then his wife said it to me, too. And I went, are you guys doing bits? I've met you like 200 times.
When was this? Was this at Winterland?
Winterland.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And I went, okay. I don't know. I guess they were doing a bit. I don't.
Maybe. I mean, he talks about the show. He talks about you.
He knows me. Trust me.
I know.
Me.
I'm but, like, so what?
That's why I was like, oh, maybe they're doing a bit. I don't know.
Oh.
Like, you know, couples.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't feel like one of their bits, but they do bits. But I don't know if.
Oh, they do.
Well, you know, everybody. You know,
does.
Every couple has their shtick. I was telling John yesterday, as we were just giddy that we don't have kids living in our house anymore. It's so awesome. I told awful. Him about how when you found the picture of you and Chris, and you're like, "Do you remember this version of us where we were happy?" And she's like, "We'll get back there." And I mean, we just had a long talk about how like. When you are in the thick of raising kids, like it is not.
It's hard.
It's hard.
And it's all
great.
Consuming.
It's the best thing. It's the worst thing. It's the everything. It's the all thing. And it's, you can't really see, even when, like, our first taste was when they go off to college and you're like, whoa, like, this is more awesome than I thought. And he's over there crying. You know, you'll be the guy who's crying. And Chris will be like, this is great. But it's coming for you, and it's he goes because oh I know why because we were talking about
it's
Robert.
Coming. You mean the break?
The break.
It's a long way, Sarah. It is so far away.
But you know how fast time goes. I remember holding Isla,
I don't
tiny
want
little
it
baby.
To go that fast. That's
I know.
The problem is the markers of time make it go faster. I find myself, but to your point, just last night, I had this great day where I got so much done yesterday.
I
you
love
know those
days
where you just go. Oh my God.
I'm caught up.
I checked it all off. I dealt with my bank. I dealt with all these things got done.
Right.
And then I'm sitting there getting ready to go to bed and I'm putting some fins in a surfboard that I brought with me today so I can surf on the way home. And I'm sitting there.
It was gorgeous yesterday. Oh my God.
I didn't get to do anything, but today's my day.
All right.
Anyway, so my youngest walks up and she goes, look at how loose my tooth is. Look, it's so loose. Feel it. Feel it right here. And so I'm feeling it and I go, oh, that's close, honey. Do you want to pull that out? And she goes, well, she's like, don't hurt me. And okay. So I get my fingernail behind the tooth, but while she's like, don't hurt. And I just, and it didn't come out, but it cracked. You could either like,
oh no,
it was next level. Like it, I just moved it to the next and she was like, ow. Okay, you know what? We're done. We'll leave
you it. Lived.
We'll leave
it's
it.
It's fine, right?
It'll come out tomorrow. We'll get it tomorrow.
Okay.
And within 10 minutes, she walked out of the other room and she was like, look, I got it!
You probably just lose that last little bit of sinew holding it on there.
A little snap sound and that was that. But it was neat. The grandpa was over and... Everyone's rallied around. There's blood, but she,
sure.
And she's like, "Oh, yeah, but look, I did it." You can't beat that.
Do you do the tooth fairy in your house?
All houses do the tooth fairy.
Every single one of them.
Mm-hmm.
If I lost a tooth right now, I'd put it under a pillow.
Of course.
Well, what's the tooth fairy paying these days?
I don't get. I'm gone.
You don't ask.
I'm not involved. The tooth fairy shows
it's going up
does
though.
Her
There's
thing,
been inflation.
And, I'm sure.
I know some kids who get $20 a tooth.
Whoa.
That's a lot of money for a tooth. Yeah. Yeah.
Those are kids who probably don't even need the $20 too.
Okay, and they're like, what do I need this for? I never leave the house.
What is cash?
What is cash? What is this? Why are you giving me pieces of paper?
Send me some Apple Pay, Barry.
Oh my God. Give me an iPhone. Let's get this thing over with.
Oh, the phones.
You know I'm getting one. Just give it to me now. What?
Oh, the phones. Mm. You know, you mentioned this the other day. How are we on time? You know, if iPads were around, you'd probably give them to your kids like right away just to and
shut up.
And yeah, I know you're joking and that's what we do. Yeah, you are. But it's one of those things that it is such a slippery slope that you will go. Yeah, you can, you know, here's an hour. You can set the timer. Here's 30 minutes or here's an hour. Go watch YouTube. You've earned it. Do your thing. And it becomes this slippery slope where they find a way to be on it. And you find yourself going, okay. The horse is out of the barn and into the woods and now
galloping
we gotta go
away.
Find
right.
that goddamn thing, pull it back in.
Try and catch a horse.
Yeah,
I mean,
well,
if the horse doesn't want to be caught, good luck. What
they
are you, a cowboy?
Used to it and they right. get, you know, and my youngest will be like this as I'm punching in the code to my iPad.
Oh boy.
It's 000. I'm like, you little rat, what are you doing? What are the other three?
So that I can use this when you're not around.
You can't have the other three. Now I got to change it. But they're really savvy, and they definitely found mom's code, and that's the iPad they've been stealing and running off to their rooms with when no one's looking. And both parents work. Both parents are busy. There's stuff to be done, food to be cooked, shopping.
You know,
and you find yourself going, we got to disappear these things.
I'm actually spending a lot of time worrying about this because my cousin is going through some stuff right now. So we have a cousin thread. And I grew up, it was my family, my dad's brother and my dad's sister, Penny and Drunkle Peter and Drunkle Penny. And Drunkle Gentry, let's face it. How do you escape these things? So, but the seven of us kids.
How do you, Sarah?
Don't know, man. I mean, it's that, of all the problems, of all the obsessions and problems I have, that's not one of them. Well, I mean, maybe. So, there were seven of us, the seven cousins. Sarah, Tucker, Brad, John, Tina, Seth, and Stephanie. Wait,
John's your cousin?
He was my brother. The seven cousins. My brother and sister.
Not back where I live.
Yeah. Listen, I had all kinds of stuff with my cousins. But it was the seven of us. And we were all within, I think we're all within 5 years of each other.
Okay.
It might even be within 4 years of each other. Something like that. So we're really a tight little, we would see each other every weekend at my Mimi's house. And we just, throughout our lives, we've stayed incredibly close. We're close. We see each other all the time. We do family reunions. We're into it.
That's great.
My cousins. And so something is going on with one of the cousins. And so we have this, this cousin time, message thread. And it's been so, we're going down memory lane, like talking about all this stuff that we did as kids and all these ways that we entertain ourselves. And I'm like, my heart is starting to hurt over the kids of today who are never gonna have to entertain themselves.
Nope.
Like if we had all had iPads, if us seven cousins, like every year we rented this house on the Cape and we were there for two weeks, all of us, the whole family and some extended family, but we were all together for 2 weeks. There's a beach, but you can't be at the beach 24/7. And it rained some of the days because it's not California where it doesn't rain in the summer. And you'd have to entertain yourself. And you had like cards, board games. We would put on a play every year. So we wrote, produced, and did a skit play every single year. So on the last weekend, everyone got rolled in, and of the seven kids, we put on the performance. Like, what is that still? Please tell me that's still happening. I feel like kids are getting robbed. Like, your kids, my kids are the last ones who didn't grow up with it.
Right. No, I think that we're working really hard at my house to try and, but we're also struggling. Like, my oldest
is
definitely hitting that age where she's changing, and you're seeing it's teenage years, but she's 11. I don't know why she's hitting it so early, but
because
I think girls
do. Because they know so much more stuff so much earlier than we ever did.
Maybe.
Life was a mystery that we had to solve, and now it's just Google it.
Yeah, Google is a thing, isn't it?
You could be 5 years old and find porn. Like, it's horrible.
But it doesn't seem like kids are moving faster than we did.
No, they're not moving at all. They're sitting in their rooms on the device they stole from their parents after watching them put in the code so that they
that's
get, I mean,
for sure.
I don't want to be a downer, but man, I really feel like, oh my God, social media and all this stuff is just the end of the world.
We are making a strong effort, united front,
good,
mom and dad, to try and keep them from being slugs, quite honestly. You know, the missus took my youngest for a bike ride to the beach. They rode this trail. They had the best time. My oldest didn't want to go.
Mm.
And I was so sadly disappointed. Like, when I didn't want to do things, it's because my dad was going and I knew I was going to get a beating. I'd be like, why would I want to go do that? Screw it.
Yeah. Very unfriendly.
He's super grumpy. He's no fun. Why bother? But that's not what my kids are growing up with. I just went, why wouldn't you go ride your bike with your sister and your mom?
On a beautiful day.
I just want to sit here. And we were just, this was just this weekend. Mm-hmm. And so big changes already are in motion.
Well, and I feel like even if they don't turn into slugs that just sit and watch it, now they feel like they have to create content. And I think that's actually more dangerous than even just the watching of it, because it becomes that dopamine thing where I need likes. I'm upset because I didn't get them. I am willing to go further. I'm 13 years old and I'm doing bikini pics on social media. Like, I'm sorry, but that is that is so damaging from a self-worth point of view. Like, that's
I didn't get enough likes. I better go next level.
Right. Now I'm 14. I have an OnlyFans page. Like, please stop the madness. I'm real. I know it makes me an old person. And listen, I am one. I'm getting there. But I'm really lamenting where does all this go? And even the Pokemon thing you showed me this morning, this guy is kind of funny. He's ranting and raving about these things that they make you do on Pokemon Go that are basically documenting the world around you. You have to scan. By scan, they mean stand there with your camera on and upload a video of the area around these certain places.
Which this dude is basically saying, these guys are getting you to map for them.
Yeah, we're doing the mapping.
And
who knows? Like, it feels innocuous. Like, what? So what? Who cares? But then that's what I thought about, you know, giving all my info to Facebook too.
Right. Yeah, we're not smart enough to know what that information's worth.
Yeah. We're just not smart enough, period. End of sentence. I don't think as a race, we're not ready for this. We are not ready for it. I read this quote this morning from Stephen Hawking. He, it would have been his birthday today.
Oh, I was going to say, he's not, what?
Well,
go on.
So here's his quote. There are aspects of my celebrity that I don't like, because, you know, he had to talk through the thing. There are aspects of my celebrity that I don't like, but it would be hypocritical to complain. I can generally ignore it by going off to think in 11 dimensions. He's the only guy who was ever able to do that. So everybody else is on TikTok going, I just need to, I'm going
to think in 11 dimensions. Right.
I was like, what now?
I don't know what that means.
We're just not smart, period. The end. And that's that. Yeah. All right. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Should I play a song or should we just go?
Just go.
Okay. Let's just go. We'll be right back.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.